in your rally. ABC Chief Law and Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Officials tell ABC News the Secret Service has actually stepped up security around Trump in recent weeks in response to threats from Iran to assassinate him. But despite that, Crooks was able to climb onto a roof and fire at Trump from 400 feet away.
Tonight at the GOP convention, Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, will deliver his acceptance speech. ABC News also learning the entire Trump family, including wife Melania and daughter Ivanka, will be in Milwaukee tomorrow night when Donald Trump delivers his acceptance speech. The armorer in the movie Rust has asked that her case be dismissed after actor Alec Baldwin had charges against him thrown out over prosecutors not handing over evidence. This is ABC News. It's a murder mystery in Thailand.
Police have found traces of cyanide in the cups of two Vietnamese Americans and four Vietnamese nationals at a central Bangkok luxury hotel. Authorities believe one of them poisoned the others over a bad investment. The group had last been seen alive when food was delivered to the room on Monday afternoon. Police say the case appears to be personal and won't impact the safety of tourists. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Elon Musk is taking more of his companies to Texas. He now says the headquarters of both SpaceX and the social network X will be leaving California for the Lone Star State. Musk called a new state law that bars school districts from requiring that staffers tell parents about a child's gender identity the last straw. And after today, no more Mirage on the Vegas Strip. The hotel casino is closing down and will make way for a new Hard Rock Hotel and Casino that's supposed to open up in 3 years. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's more at stake in Wisconsin than just the top of the ticket. With new legislative maps, Republican strategist Keith Gilks says it will take high-quality local candidates to win.
People from the community know their community, have connections to their community, and know how to go out there and win races.
Gilk spoke at a luncheon yesterday put on by WISP Politics and the Marquette Law School. Congressman Derek Van Orden is making news again for getting into a confrontation. A Prairie du Chien Republican accuses an anti-war protester of assaulting him in downtown Milwaukee yesterday. Members of Code Pink say Van Orden started it, but he tried to shove past an activist. Milwaukee police say they're looking into it. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Preliminary figures from the first full month of the state-sponsored Borealis trains between St. Paul and Chicago show a ridership of greater than 18,500. That is an average of about 300 passengers aboard each of the eastbound and westbound trains operated daily by Amtrak under contracts with Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois. In a news release from Amtrak Midwest, Ray Lang, vice president of the Amtrak state-supported service, stated, quote, "Amtrak and our state partners have always believed the Twin Cities Milwaukee-Chicago corridor was a great one with tremendous opportunity. The ridership numbers we have seen so far confirm our belief, and we expect this trend to continue as the service matures and we head into the peak summer travel season," end quote. Borealis trains originate from St. Paul at midday and from Chicago in the late morning, and customers have been enjoying wide reclining seats with ample legroom, no middle seats, free Wi-Fi, and views of the Mississippi River between St. Paul and La Crosse in daylight in both directions across Wisconsin. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
All right, let's talk a little bit about a special event coming up tonight in Phillips, and we have Kristen Harper with us to talk about that. Kristen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, we have the Touch a Truck event going on tonight, which I believe this is something, this is not the first year we've done this, right?
Correct. We've done it three times. The first time we did it when we were building the splash pad, and then we did it 2 years ago to start this playground fund, and now we're doing it again to hopefully end the playground fund.
Yeah, and it's a pretty popular event because it seems, and on the front side, it seems rather simple, but it's something that the families and kids seem to get a pretty good kick out of, don't they?
Yeah, we have, I think this year we have 17 different businesses represented with some type of big, cool vehicle. Many of them are bringing more than one. So I think adults and kids alike actually like getting close-up views of some of these cool things.
Yeah, so what kind of vehicles do we usually have there?
Sure. So we'll have kind of our first responder thing. So there'll be police cars, fire trucks, ambulances, and then we have a lot of excavation equipment. So you'll find some dump trucks, backhoes, bulldozers, and then we have some kind of cool things, too. We'll have a stock car that gets raced in the area often. We'll have it's called Track It. It's a truck that they use for grooming snowmobile trails that has big tracks on it. And just a bunch of other cool things that people probably don't get exposure to every day.
Yeah, yeah. So for just $5 a person, $20 for the whole family, they can just have some fun and climb up in there and check it out, right?
Yep, absolutely. So the kids will get like a little sheet of paper that has everybody listed, and they can go through and everybody will give them a little check mark. When they're done, they can turn it in at our concession stands. We do have food available, walking tacos, sub sandwiches, hot dogs, and lots of snacks. And so they can turn that in at the concession stands, and then we have some prizes to give away, too. We have lots of truck-related toys that we'll be giving away and some books and things as well. So there's something in it for the kids. Some of the vendors will also just have some little giveaways that they can give out to the kids, whether it be maybe a pencil or a candy or something like that, too. So it'll be a fun night.
All right. All this at Elk Lake Park today, 5:30 to 7:30. You picked a good day. The weather's going to be fabulous. And where are the funds for this going for, Kristen?
Yep. So they're going to the Elk Lake Park Playground Project. We actually started building the playground this week. So we are on that last final push to raise our funds here. At this moment, we are about $50,000 short of our end goal. We have a few months to get it done. So this is going to be one of our last big things. We also have a booth set up each week at Music in the Park here in Phillips, where we're selling some goodies as well. So it'll all go towards that playground fund. The playground should be done in about 2 weeks, right down there at the park. So the kids will be able to even see the skid steer and some of the equipment that the guys are using to put the playground into part of the event tonight.
Very nice. It is so cool to see that park becoming what it is, Kristen. I remember when I lived in Phillips and I was on the chamber board, I actually started on the chamber board when the building there was in its infancy. It was just being constructed. And to see it all grow, with just started with that vision and go to what it is now and what it's going to be, is so exciting, isn't it?
It really is. And yep, I think it started with the pavilion and the walking path. And since then, we've had a Boy Scout basketball court put in, and then another one put in a few years ago. We did the splash pad. They have the cool band shell down there, which has just proved to be awesome to have our music in the park and other events too. So I really think it's a gem for Phillips. It's right along the highway, so it's so visible. And I think any given day when it's sunny out, you'll find people there on their lunch break. You'll find people stopping by, letting the dog go for a run while they're traveling somewhere. So I think it's used both by locals, but by passerbys too. And I think it just puts Phillips in a really good spot.
Yeah, and you see events come like the 3-on-3 tournament that was there a couple weeks ago, the number of people and teams that were down there. It just it helps the local economy and brings people to town too.
Yeah. I'm so pleased with how it's turned out. And like you said, we're lucking out with weather. We were supposed to do it on Monday night. The weather wasn't looking great, so we pushed it back. It'll be nice and cool out tonight, so I think it'll be a great night for people to get out and see what the park has to offer.
All right. Very good, Kristen. Hope it's a good night for you tonight. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
You bet.
You bet. 5:30 until 7:30 tonight, Elk Lake Park. Whether you're adult or a kid, doesn't matter. $5 and you can, see the inside. Because usually when you see the inside of an ambulance, it's not because you want to be there. so you get to kind of see the inside works of some of this stuff. $20 for the whole family. All the money goes for the playground fund there for Elk Lake Park.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks now 0-3 in summer league play after losing 112-97 to the LA Clippers. Meanwhile, the Bucks have added free agent shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. from the Toronto Raptors. Patrick Beverley is leaving the NBA. He's going to play in the Israeli League next season. Baseball, the All-Star Game with another win for the American League. They won 5-3 last night in Arlington. NFL, the Packers quarterbacks and rookies reporting to camp today in Green Bay. The first practice Monday. CEO Mark Murphy asked if he's getting concerned about reaching an agreement with quarterback Jordan Love. Murphy praised his vice president of finance, Russ Ball.
You know, I tell you, we are very fortunate. Yeah, we have probably one of the best people in the league in terms of salary cap management and negotiating contracts. And Russ Ball, he's been around the league forever. And I'm very confident that we'll be able to get a deal done.
That's the Packers president and CEO, Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a nice, comfortable stretch of days coming up this week. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight all the way down to 46 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 77. Friday, sunny with a high back up to 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
It's 9:11. Big G's going to come in and talk a little car show in just a little bit here. But we mentioned yesterday that we were going to introduce you to a brand new member to the 98Q and the Civic Media staff. And we'll do that right now. You will be hearing this guy on the air starting on Monday in the afternoons. Travis Creeley is going to be a part of our 98Q staff, and you'll be hearing him on air. Travis, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Joel, how are you doing this morning?
Very excited. We're very excited to have you on board. We've been in discussions for several months about bringing you on board. And give us a little history. They're going to be hearing you from 10 to 2, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. starting on Monday.
Yes.
Monday through Friday. You'll be on the weekends a little bit too, possibly here and there. So give us a little bit of you're a radio guy like me.
Wow, yes. It feels like I've been doing it for a million years. I was saying I was 44. I might as well be like, I don't know, like way older than that. Sometimes when we're like, hey, this guy just started in radio. He's 19. I'm like, what? Is he in middle school? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. But so when did it all start for you? When did radio start for you?
Radio started for me when I was 14. I worked at a college radio station in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where I'm from, and we were kind of like a free form alternative format. So I got to pick all the records, you know, we're kind of being different. And then went to commercial radio when I was 19, hung around Sioux Falls a bit, went to South Dakota State University and Brookings. Later went off to Chicago and did some on-air work and in the Twin Cities. So kind of a little bit of here and there and everywhere, the way that radio takes you.
Yeah, yeah. And you've most recently were over in the Twin Cities doing some work over there, I think, KS95 and others. Is that right?
Yep. I was out in the Twin Cities at KS95 and then before that, KQ92. Very excited to be part of the staff there. Had lived in the Twin Cities for quite a few years, but then fell in love and then found myself living in northern Wisconsin, which is great because I'm, totally falling in love with northern Wisconsin and the Northwoods itself. There's a lot of cool stuff to do here, I think.
So the question, of course, people has is what brings you to Park Falls? You mentioned a little bit, but tell us what brought you to Park Falls.
Exactly. So I met my wife, Wendy, who I love very much. I know she's listening right now, so hello. And so I had met her online, and initially, we're like, hey, maybe we could live in the Twin Cities. She went there for a little bit and was like, whoa, forget about this. And I was like, okay, maybe we should look at Park Falls. And I'm like, all right. So look at Park Falls. I'm like, this seems nice.
Because Wendy's from here and she has children here. So it kind of this is where she liked to be. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And she's been here for many years and really loves the community, is an employee of Price County. And really, she's helped familiarize me with everything here and got me in touch with you, Joel, even. Like, she's like, you really ought to meet Joel. So I was like, I had met with you last summer. So it's so cool how this has all come together.
Yeah, and we're excited to have, because Civic Media is all about hometown radio refresh. The whole group is. The Civic Media organization is, for those of you who don't know, has been around for just a couple of years and has a network of stations all in Wisconsin. And their focus is to bring back small town hometown radio. That is their focus. That's why you're hearing a little more news on now. And that's why we have Travis that'll be on from 10 to 2 because he lives right here in Park Falls. And that's you've been in radio long enough, Travis. You know the cycle of radio that's been over the last 20, 30 years where when Sirius XM radio and all that stuff came out, a lot of stations went what they call satellite, went automated, and just became jukeboxes.
Absolutely.
And a lot still are. And this station was for a long time, too. It was just part of the cycle. But now we're seeing kind of hometown radio refreshed. We really are. We're seeing that lean back into localizing stuff now.
Absolutely. In fact, first learning about Civic Media and everything, I've got to tell you, I've been nothing but impressed with all the innovation and programming and how they're localizing all of their stations. And the functionality of the app is quite cool, too. You have access to all the different stations you can hear. If you're into 80s and 90s hits, there's stations for you to check out for that.
Even 50s and 60s?
Yeah, yeah. And even 50s and 60s you got yeah. there. Country. I mean, we've got a lot of local, you know, Wisconsin-based talk. I mean, it's impressive. I mean, there's really no other company I can think of doing what Civic Media is doing.
Yeah, it's a great statewide network. And anything from political talk to 50s and 60s, whatever it is that you enjoy,
yeah.
whatever it may be, and the company philosophy is having a civic discussion if it involves the talk side of it, which is a several of the stations, is coming to the table and being nice to each other and having a civic discussion and talk about what our differences are. And if that's what you enjoy, there's a lot of good talk on there. And if you enjoy music, like you said, there's WRJN over in the Green Bay Area that's playing 50s and 60s. And we've got country, and we've got our 103.1 station, which is playing everything from Billy Joel to Ariana Grande to whatever it might be. So
REM some days I've heard yeah. Like I've heard some great music on there. It's a very fun station. Always keep it here to 98Q Country, but if you feel like 80s and 90s hits and a little variety, you can switch over to Trail Mix 103.1. I mean, we've got awesome things going on here at yeah. Civic Media in Park Falls.
So how would you describe your personnel? You're on 10 to 2, so give us a preview. Monday, you'll hit the air. What's Travis Creeley bring to the table?
Let's see. I just love...
It's a bad question. It's a bad radio question.
Send me up there. I'm like, whoa, I hope I have something exciting to say here, Joel.
Yeah.
No. Like talking about local events, you know, I like to talk... Really, the whole focus is on local, but then just talk about what's going on in the community, keeping everybody informed about weather, entertainment news, especially as it ties to the North Woods. Like, I always love to focus on the local community where we're on, because like you said, you could turn on Sirius XM or whatever, and you can hear just this blanket of kind of generic national material. But here I want to, you know, focus on things we got going on in the area, like with Pioneer Days or what's going on at Copper Falls. I mean, there's so much cool stuff going on here, and I would love to, you know, inform our listeners about all of it.
Yeah, and what's cool is we're now going to have local announcers that live right here in the Park Falls and surrounding area from early in the morning until what will be, well, till 7 p.m., but will be even later at night coming eventually. So I think people appreciate that, getting that local information and just hearing about events going on in our area. So, Travis, we're very excited to have you on board.
Thank you very much. And yep. If I might add a plug, you can actually hear me Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1.
It's going
to
be the warm-up shift.
Yeah, it's the warm-up shift. So if you hear like some stuff go wrong, you know why.
Yeah, okay. It's like a preseason football game.
Exactly.
He's going to work out the kinks and make sure he's got everything ready from 9 until 1 on Saturday. He'll be on and then listen for him Monday from 10 until 2. All right, Travis.
Yes.
Welcome to the staff.
Thank you so much, Joel.
9:18. I'm going to go see if I can find Big G and get him in here to talk a little car show.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Boulder Junction is a one-of-a-kind place to experience great adventures, white deer sightings, camping, biking trails, fishing, quaint retail businesses, lodging, and unique up-north dining. Explore Boulder Junction by visiting this fine business.
Camp Holiday Campground, a gem in the heart of the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest, where you'll find paved bike trails, lake sports, fishing, a clean swimming beach, camp lodge, new playground, the cleanest bathrooms, flush toilets, showers, and there's even a laundromat. Come for a weekend. Come for a week. Come with a tent, RV, or motorhome. Everyone is welcome. Camp Holiday Campground, a place in the big woods where you'll be amazed and go home saying, That was time well spent. See camp-holiday.com or call 715-385-2264 for daily rates. Camp Holiday Campground on Rudolph Lake Lane, Boulder Junction.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood Post-Frame Kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
More reality radio at 9:21. We're going to talk a little Northwoods Classic Car Show, which is coming up faster than we think. And we got Big G with us in studio to do just that. We just talked a little car show. They got a nice little car show at the Antique Association this weekend, too.
This Sunday, you know, Marv and his wife there and Mary and Chris, they put on a nice show there Sunday. Your classic car. It's open to anyone. You know, you can bring, just like our show, it's anywhere from 1900 all the way to present.
They have
motorcycles, motorcycle class, and of course, I just heard Mara was telling me he added a couple new classes. I heard listen to the radio, Joe.
I was listening to the radio this morning. He added the Toyota Prius class.
Yeah, 2004, you know, 2020, it's 20 years. Your collector car.
I think if you put a classic car vintage plate on a Prius, I think you're just inviting ridicule. I think you're just inviting people to look at you like, really? But yeah, it is.
Yeah, but hey, economically, I mean, once you get those plates on there, you don't have to.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay for plates again.
All right. Well, sounds like a wonderful deal. I'll have to look into that.
There you go. Yeah. Right.
270,000 miles later, my Prius is still going. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the Northwoods Classic Car Show at Flamborama, a few weeks away yet.
Yeah. And of course, you know, it's coming up here August 3rd. It's a Saturday at Flamborama. And we've got classes all the way from 1900 original all the way to present. The 2001 to present is our and then we got street rods, modified 48 and earlier, customized cars, non-stock street machines, stock factory muscle cars. We've got trucks and vans original, trucks and vans modified. We've got two passenger sports car classes, 54 to 67, and a two passenger sports car, 68 to present, convertibles. We got drivers under the age of 21 trying to get some younger folks involved. I mean, they've got these tuners is usually younger folks. You know what a tuner is, Joel?
No.
Tuners are like these Mitsubishis. They have all the kind of, the kids put the lights underneath them and everything, and they're kind of loud stereos in them and stuff, so that's a tuner.
Okay, I see them every day on 3rd Avenue.
All right, there you go.
Gotcha. Hang on, let me get you a little bit of this right there. We go. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right.
some special events we got planned this year. We've got an engine revving salute at noon, so we're going to play the national anthem. And then we're going to have an engine revving salute.
Nice.
Just to honor our country and honor our men and women of service and those who have served our country. We've got, we award around, first 75 people that get there get a dash plaque. We're coming off a big show from last year. I know you were up there, Joe, and did some Facebook Live up there, but we had 97 cars last year, one of our biggest shows.
Oh, that was a huge show.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we're hoping for a big show again this year. And, of course, you know what the... affects the size of the show, don't you?
Whether or not you're there.
No, I mean, that's...
The weather.
Yeah, definitely the weather.
Number one weather, yes, sir.
So our goal is to get 100 cars registered this year. We have, of course, the club, thanks to the Northwest Classic Car Club members, to help run the show and put on the show. We'll be up at the Shawamigan High School again this year. And one thing we got back by popular demand is the shuttle bus. We got the BART bus service back. So they take people down to the craft fair on 2nd Avenue, and then also will drop off at the festival grounds there on the highway at the top of 5th there. So
nice.
Folks can go down and enjoy the all the music and the food and everything at the festival grounds, and also take in the arts and crafts fair and shop the downtown businesses. So
it
happy
is a
to have
fun
that
day.
Back here again, and thanks to the BART bus service for getting us that transportation back again this year.
Yeah, I tell you, between the classic car show on that day and the arts and crafts fair downtown, which every year just continues to grow, and then just all the general activities of Flamborama, that Saturday is the coolest and the almost awesome day Park Falls has the whole year, I think. It's just
definitely. There's something for everyone. You
yeah,
know,
it's so much fun.
And then Fifield Lions up there will be doing the food booth again up at the Schwamigan High School there. They're going to have brats, hot dogs, of course, that good corn on the cob.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the morning, I'm sure there's going to be coffee and donuts. So anybody that comes in there, as far as coming to the car show, you can register the day of the show. It's a $10 entry fee. Just come on in. We've got car club representatives there. They will class your car and help you park there. The high school grounds, we've got lots of room up there. We'll have three porta potties up there, so for your convenience. What else? We do some cash prizes during the show to the participants, and we also got, come on up. There's no admission to get into the show for the guests, and come on up and vote for your favorite vehicle. We've got a Spectator's Choice award there that we'll be awarding out. And then Neil, I forgot his last name. Neil, who's the police chief here? Neil?
You're getting me here. Yeah.
All right.
sorry.
Anyway.
I haven't met him yet, which I'm all right with that.
The Park Falls police chief will come in. Else comes up and presents our Best of Show trophy.
All right.
And then if you can't make it to the show, we always have a classic car parade immediately following the show. So we'll be going right down 2nd Avenue there and turning by the movie theater and heading out on Highway 13. Our trophy presentation is 2:30 in the afternoon, and we immediately have that classic car parade right after that. So we've also got some special awards for longest distance traveled. I've had folks contact me from Waukesha coming up here. We've gotten vehicles from Illinois, Arizona. And what's nice about it, Joel, is we always get some new stuff every year. Seems like there's new people coming to the show and so forth. And I got a huge list of sponsors. I'm not going to take time to thank them today, but I'll be on here next week to thank all our sponsors and everything, because they're the ones that provide the revenue to help us purchase our trophies from Signature Sign and Graphics. And Signature Sign and Graphics always does our Best to Show trophies, so thanks to them.
All right.
If you'd like more information on the car show, or if you want to pre-register, you can contact me, Big G, or Greg Griesel at 715-492-2654. Or you can email me at Greg, G-R-E-G-G, dot Griesel, G-R-I-E-S-E-L, at civicmedia.us. And again, the show is coming up, Flamborama weekend, Saturday, August 3rd, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All right, very good. We'll have you on more and chat more about it as we get closer, Big G.
All right.
28 past 9 on Reality Radio.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats, too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. At Civic Media, we believe that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It is crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
All right, coming up Saturday, of course, is the annual Northwoods Community Credit Union Golf Classic. I believe it may be sold out. I think I talked to Dan out there last week, and I think it was real close, but I talked to somebody out there. But call the Country Club if you have any questions. But Big G, we got a lot of local businesses that come through for this, and even if you're not a golfer, you can come out, have a little lunch, and buy a raffle ticket out there, right?
Yes, definitely. Come on out. They got a big raffle going on with a credit union. There's great food out there and great views of the golf course. Of course, sitting there at the bar, you can watch people coming up on the ninth hole there and see how many people can make the hill on the first shot.
Uh-huh.
All sorts of fun. I know you and I are going to be out there golfing, Joel, and our kids are going to be. Our kids are going to be out there too, so my brother and Gray from the station here, and you guys have got a couple ringers. I know Blake and
Blake
Wesley,
and
right?
Blake and Wesley Kavarik and Gray, right. And myself. Yep.
Yep, you bet. So it should be a fun time out there, and it's 18 holes.
Yep.
And boy, we got some exciting prizes here. The credit union, Patty Thibodeau and them. Do a great job organizing the event, and Al's got a great hole-in-one sponsor. And this year's hole-in-one sponsor is going to be the Builders, Park Falls Building and Hardware. There's going to be $15,000 on the line for making it in one shot, and that's hole number six on that. So.
All right. I took a shot at that last Saturday.
Oh, yeah? How'd you do?
I was perfectly online.
Okay.
At about 30 yards short.
Okay. All right. You might want to club down one then.
Yeah, club somewhere. Yeah.
All right.
Club myself in the head.
But, hole six, it's going to be 15 grand. Yeah, it's one shot, no mulligans. And thanks to Park Falls Builders, Kerry and Al over there. Check out their store over there. Check out the building design. They have all the hardware and everything you...
Whoops.
There you go. Had my microphone up in my...
We drifted a little bit.
Forehead. So, yeah, check out their store right on Highway 13 here. They got some great shopping giveaways and everything there, and it's Do It Best Park Falls Building and Hardware there, the Builders. Great building designs and everything there by Al and... all sorts of all the hardware and everything you would need. They even got a real nice. I don't know if you've been in there, Joel, but have you seen their showroom in there?
Yeah,
on the side there, you can pick out your do your kitchen or do the decking, everything, pretty much everything there. So stop on in there, and thanks to them again on behalf of Northwoods Community Credit Union for being the hole-in-one sponsor. And then it's an 18-hole tournament, so the second time around on hole number. That would be hole number 12 then, right, Joel? Second time around?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Okay, six and six or 12, all right. Just testing you. Kind of early on a Wednesday morning, but,
six
you know.
Six and six or 12, yep. Gotcha, right.
All right, so, and then they're going to be able to get, for the second time, if they make it on the second time around, they're going to get the Revo Polarized Performance Sunglasses, $1,000 credit from Revo.
All right. And to Al out at the Builders, you can just make that check out to the morning show guy if you want to just get that done ahead of time.
Get it done right away.
Before Saturday, so you don't have to go through all the semantics of it. It'll just be ready. All right. It'll just be ready.
Yep.
I got a hybrid that runs right around 207 yards.
All right.
And that's how long that hole is.
All right. Ready and then number four, it's going to be a prize hole. That's a 1-year apparel subscription for. Short par value of $1,200.
All right. There's tons of raffle prizes, and that's open to anybody. $1,000, $500. There's a will in there, which is valued probably well over $1,000, and tons of other prizes to be given away. So get a raffle ticket at the credit union. Come out Saturday. Get into the clubhouse. Have a beverage. Support our local Park Falls Country Club. I was talking with a couple of gentlemen out there last Saturday. They have had a busy summer out there, really awesome to hear. That course is in such good shape, just very good shape. And I told Mr. Stelter out there, I said, hole number seven, I said, I got a couple trees. I got a couple trees. I got a chainsaw. You and I get together because that's the most challenging hole in the course is number seven.
Number seven, yep.
That's a tough hole. Signature hole is number nine. If you're visiting the area, if you're a tourist and you have not golfed nine at the Park Falls Country Club, you'll enjoy it. Go out there.
Right.
Have a good time out there.
You can try and walk up the hill. I wouldn't suggest walk down a hill, but walking up the hill would be.
Yeah. Elevated green, a hole number nine, most of you know, but that is a signature hole. Where if you hit a decent tee shot, you can try to reach it in two. If you don't, you might end up on the side hill if that happens. I have somebody with stable legs try to get it off the hill because that's how steep it is.
Yes.
It's a steep hill. It's fun, though. It's a fun course, and we're playing 18 out there on Saturday, so that's going to be a great day at the Park Falls Country Club. Thanks to the credit union for putting all their so many resources behind this, raising money for the Flambeau River Community Growing Center.
Right, yep. They're the beneficiary this year. So
yep. They'll be moving. They'll be moving from where they are right now by the mill. They're not sure where yet, but it will be moving, and it will survive. It will keep going. So good news. All right, Big G.
All right, looking forward to it.
All right, onward and upward. It's 9:35 here on Reality Radio. I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to talk about a few more events here going on. We got a note here from the VFW Mercer Area Post 9536. They've got their beef sandwich fundraiser coming up on Saturday, July 27th from 11 to 2. And they're doing that at the newly renovated post, which is located on Old Highway 51, just past the Lazy Ace Saloon. So you may want to consider taking that event in. Coming up tomorrow, Big G, you're the one who gave me the info on this, the Price County Annual Veterans Outreach Event is tomorrow. And the Price County Benefits Expo, that'll be held at the Phillips Armory. And that'll be from 10 to 3. This is a great place to get a lot of information on benefits that may be available.
Definitely, yep, for the veterans and the PACT Act and everything. So Tony does a great job over down there, the veteran service officers. So
yeah,
he'll be there. And
yep, be some various booths there. So that's Thursday at the Armory. And then also on Saturday, the Welcome Home event is taking place. Beginning at the Forest Home Cemetery in Fifield at 11 a.m. with a special speaker. They'll have a little food and fellowship afterwards at Mulbridge Park. And this welcome home represents the final 2 years of the Vietnam War, commemorated by the Vietnam Veterans Commemorative Trail. So that'll be on Saturday in Fifield. So a couple events for you to consider there. All right, Big G, we'll let you get to work. I'm going to tell them about bingo going on this Saturday. Andy Pilch was nice enough to let me know that the Phillips Moose are doing their bingo. They're not doing it at Burgers because Burgers is still putting their roof back together after that storm a couple weeks ago. But they're going to do this bingo. It'll be at the Phillips Fire Hall instead, the Phillips Fire Hall, and that'll be Saturday night. And the bingo will start at 6, and of course, if you win money, good for you. If not, you know that the money they raise goes for the Moose, which gives all that stuff back to our kids and other great charitable ventures. So thanks to all the Moose members for their efforts in keeping that bingo rolling at the Fire Hall this weekend. We got the Farmer's Market going on today. I told you, a lot going on. The Park Falls Farmer's Market, 2 to 5:30 at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church in Park Falls today from 2 to 5:30. We're getting into full bloom here. We're getting in. When the strawberries are done, you know that everything else is popping, baby. We got blueberries, raspberries, green beans, sugar snap peas. We got shelling peas, radishes, kohlrabi, onion, beets, greens, tomatoes, cucumbers, burpless cucumbers, which is a thing, by the way. We looked it up last week. Red potatoes, fresh herbs, locally produced honey, maple syrup, maple sugar, barrel-aged maple syrup, eggs, bread, white bread, sweet potato pie bread, and sourdough bread, and other baked goods, too. There's fry pies. There's cinnamon rolls. There's organically grown free-ranging donuts. There's a great, I love those. The chocolate ones, yeah. Great assortment of canned goods like fruit jams, butters, pickles, salsa, jalapenos, Beets, grass-fed black Angus beef. You get the point. There's a lot there. So this week, they're also, they're doing a Children's Day. They do this every year at the farmer's market. So they are planning some fun activities for the kids. Kids will be given, so bring the kids out. They've got all kinds of fun events and prizes for the kids. That's coming up on the 31st, okay? So not today, but the 31st. So mark that on your calendar. Bring the kids to the farmer's market on the 31st. So we wanted to mention that ahead of time. So as always, the Park Falls Farmer's Market will accept the Quest cards, the EBT, the WIC, and the Senior Market coupons. Park Falls Farmer's Market and LLC is now a member of the Park Falls Chamber, so they will be taking your chamber bucks also. All right. There are a couple other notes in here, too. So as of this past Sunday, the shiitake mushrooms and the golden oyster mushrooms are available, too. So watch the post from the Bear Paw Farm for any changes in that. So it's Christ the Servant Lutheran Church right on Highway 13, just a stone's throw north of the radio station here. 2 to 5:30 today is the big event for the farmer's market. All right, I want to make sure I don't miss anything here before I delve out of the... I think that's good. As always, if you got stuff going on, let us know. Civic Media, WCQM at civicmedia.us, or give us a call at 715-762-3221. We'll jump in with any final notes. Coming up, a little music for you on a beautiful Wednesday morning on Reality Radio.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for you.
I love
98Q Country.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. It was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Extreme trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you love it out here, out where the wild things are. Oh, his heart's on fire and crazy dreams. Oh, the nights ignite like gasoline and light up those streets that never sleep when the sky goes dark, out where the wild things are. I called my brother from the back of that plane second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars. Kissing on song. crazy dreams. Oh.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Girl, I know I don't know you, but your pretty little eyes so blue are pulling me in like the moon on your skin. I'm so glad you trusted me to slide up on this dusty seat and let your hair down and get out of town. Got the stars coming out over my hood, and all I know now is it's going good. You got your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You got the radio on, you're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control, I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring at you, girl. All I know is I don't want this night to end. Gonna cuss the morning when it comes, 'cause I know that the rising sun ain't no good for me, 'cause you'll have to leave. Gonna make the most of every mile, do anything to make your smile land on my lips. Get drunk on your kiss. Clock on the dash says 3:35. There's plenty of gas and the night's still alive. You got your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You got the radio on, you're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control, I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring at you, girl. All I know is I don't want this night to end.
At 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
When I get blue, I get dark blue. When I have one, I always have a few.
When I get gone, I get real gone. When I get it wrong, I get it real wrong. I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be as messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up. Messed up as me. When you get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie, and you fall into pieces on the inside. And you're out tonight like you always are. You're dressed to kill, and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me and you. And we used to paint this town, burn it down. I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. As messed up as me, and all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me.
Keith Urban and 98Q Country. Hey, swing by Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream. Not just the ice cream, but boy, they've got a beautiful terrace that we'll walk around out there in the pass. At $3 off on the perennials and half price now on the remaining annuals, Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream. Just right off of Highway 8, Prentice. Check it out. Hey, I want to let you Red Higgins fans know that Red's going to be performing at Festival Ironwood on Friday. He's starts at 4:30. So if you like Red, he's always near and dear to our hearts here. Red Higgins will be at the Festival Ironwood, which isn't too far from all of us. It's very easy access to get to. I have a nice little tent there. So if you want to catch some Red Higgins music, he'll be in downtown Ironwood at Festival Ironwood Friday from 4:30 to, I believe, 7. 4:30 to 7. I hope your Wednesday is fabulous. If you missed Reality Radio, we'll archive that for you on the podcast section of 98qcountry.com. John St. John is coming in next. No Brewers till Saturday. They're off on the All-Star break. Greg Gunderson will be in this afternoon. We'll see you back in here tomorrow morning.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's the land of the free and the home of student drivers ready to back into your new fence at any given time. It's firing up a round of burgers and dogs on your rusty grill with a faulty gas line that engulfs your tool shed in flames. It's also round-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of homeownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
Egg Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This is it. Shop the Lowe's closeout event to get up to 70% off select major appliances for your home. Plus, get up to 60% off select patio furniture and accessories for your outdoor spaces. So hurry into your local store today, because these deals are too good to last. Shop them now before they're gone, because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/7 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a nice, comfortable stretch of days coming up this week. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight all the way down to 46 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 77. Friday, sunny with a high back up to 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
I'm a little more country.
Love this radio station.
This is 98Q Country.
Girl, when you called it quits, you could have done it right. You could have left the sound out of it when you said goodbye. You ruined everything I love, ripped my heart right out my chest. Girl, it's like there ain't nothing left. You set my world on fire. Yeah, it's all I'm gone. I'm watching flames get higher, and I can't move.
Glitter,
I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job.